Well, of course, in those days, we had our old remedies for different complaints. And many of them, even today, I think they're well in front of the stuffs we get to take. Now, we've been told back in my young days, always keep a bottle of cold tea by you. And that was for scalds and burns. Brimstone and treacle, an old remedy, would keep the colds away. A boiled potato put up to your throat would cure a bad throat. Onion broth, now this was a favorite thing in the olden days. Now this was for bad colds. Old beer, and I mean old beer, I don't think there's any of it about today, but it had to be warmed. And this was done to make you sweat out all your complaints. Bread poultices put up for boils in the skin. There was another old thing sold called balsam of aniseed. This was for colds as well. There was another old thing called friar's balsam. Now with this you put it in hot water in a big pan and it steamed. You put a towel over your head and you inhaled all the steam. This really cured quite a lot of different complaints, including colds and throat complaints and, well, quite a lot of different things. My old mother used to advise this. Well, of course, when we were children, it wasn't like we didn't live in the welfare state. We had to put up with whatever come along, and all these old remedies didn't cost much money. We just had it. And believe me, many of them are well worth trying even today. So if anyone ever listens to me, you got any of these complaints, just try one of them and try me out as well. To have a bit of a treat years ago when I was a boy, my father used to try and keep 2 pigs in a year. And when he had one of them killed, a special man used to come around and kill the pig, which was quite humane, and the pig never suffered much. And then they'd light up a furnace of boiling water to scrape all theirs up. And then the pig used to be taken into the kitchen and hung up. Not today. They wouldn't like it today, many of the young people, I don't think, but we used to think it a treat because we had a bit of pork for a few weeks. Then we'd get in another little pig. And when that one was big enough, we'd kill that one. We used to have another treat. So that's how we used to get on in the olden days. But I wish I could remember everything about what I have to tell you up, but I can't remember these days much.
Did your mother ever salt any of the pig meat?
Of course. They had big wooden, what we used to call trinnels. And all this meat, the next day the man that killed the pig would come around and cut it up in small pieces. And it was all pushed into this big trinnel and salt rubbed into it to keep. That's how they used to keep it. Mother had a busy time rubbing salt. It took quite a lot. It wasn't in packets in those days. You could buy a block of salt, 250 weight in one lump.